Ich habe selber sicher nicht gebraucht, ich habe gesagt, ich habe mir gesagt, dass ich auf dem Kufiutes. Auf Gehanne nehmen wir Schmoller, der Sonne Rabbi Yossi, said, when Lam Natsiach, Ms. Marla David refers to Hashem's joy when someone wins him, so to say. Like we find that Hashem was happy when Moshe Rabbeinu, quote unquote, won him, Kaviyachol, by convincing him, Kaviyachol, not to destroy the Yidden. He also dashes the puzzle to teach that Hashem places his hand under the wings of the Chayest Malachim to accept and protect the people who do tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda Nehmer Shmuel said that Yosef, through his selling of the food during the years of the hunger, collected all the silver and the gold in the world into Mitzrayim. When the Eden left Mitzrayim, they took it all with them. The Eden kept this until the times of King Yerovam, at which time Shishak, the king of Mitzrayim, came and took it back. Zerach, the king of Cush, then took it all from Shishak. Asar, the king of Yehuda, then took it from him and sent it all to Hadriman, king of Aram. The people of Aram took it from him. Of Amoin took it from him. Yehoshaphat took it back from Amoin, and it stayed by the Yidden until Sancheiriv took it all from Achaz. Chizkiyo took it back from Sancheiriv, it remained with the Yidden until the Kasdiyim took it from Tzidkiyo. The Persians took it from Kasdiyim, the Greeks took it from them, from the Persians, and the Romans took it from the Greeks, and it remains in Rome to this day. Rav Chaim Bar Chanina said, Yosef hid three treasures in Mitzrayim. One was found by Korach, one by Antoninus, and one would be found by Tzadik when Mashiach comes. Rav Levi said Korach was so wealthy, he needed 300 white mules just to carry the keys, which were made of leather and therefore lighter, to his treasuries. Dr. Gemara Shmuel ben Nachmani Nehmer Yonason said, when Shmuel Navi came to anoint a new king and it turned out to be David, David said the Pasuk, Oyit Chokiyani Sani, an expression of thanks. Yishai said, Evan Moasu Abayim, because the misfit, quote unquote, David was the one who was anointed. All of David's brothers then said, Me Eitha Shem Oyisa Zoy. Shmuel then said, Zayyoyim Oso Hashem. David's brothers then said, Ono Hashem Oyishiyano. David said, Ono Hashem Atzlichano. Yishai said, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. Shmuel said, Barachnu Chemi Beis Hashem. Then all of them together said, Kel Hashem Vayore Lonu. Shmuel said, Isru Chag Ba'avoyisim, prepare a carbon to celebrate. David then said, Kel Yata V'Yadeko. And all responded, Elekai Remimeko. Amisha says, where the custom is to repeat the Psukkim of Halal twice, one should do so. Where the custom is to read them once, he should do so. Where is the custom to end with a bracha, someone should do so. Abaya said, that's only in regard to making a bracha after Halal. However, making a bracha before Halal is actually a mitzvah. Brisa says, Rebbe would repeat some psukim from Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba on and on. Rav Elazar ben Prata would add more, which Abaye explains to mean that he would begin repeating the psukim from Oitcha Kiani Soni. Rav Avir dashed in the name of Ravami and sometimes in the name of Ravasi. The pasuk of Vayigdal Hayele Vayigamal teaches that when Mashiach comes, Hashem will make a suda for the tzaddikim. He'll offer Avram to lead Birchas Hamazon. Avram will refuse because he had a son like Ishmael. Yitzchak will also refuse because he had a son like Esav. Yaakov will refuse because he married two sisters, which later became Osir at Matan Torah. Moshe will refuse because he wasn't Zoycha to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Birchas Hamazon has a bracha for Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua will refuse because he wasn't Zoycha to a son. It will then be offered to David HaMelech, who will accept it because he built Yerushalayim and his son built the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Mishnah, one may not finish a Seder with an Afikoman after having eaten the Pesach. Fact number, what's an Afikoman? Rav says it means that one may not leave the group and go to another group at this point. Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina Bar Shila, and Rabbi Yochanan say it means that one may not eat dessert after having eaten the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Nehmer Shmuel said one may not eat dessert after the matzah eaten at the end of the meal, which is the matzah with which we're actually yotzer obligation to eat matzah. In fact, our Mishnah says that one may not have dessert after eating Pesach. It seems to allow dessert after matzah. The Gemara says the Mishnah is saying surely one may not have dessert after matzah because the matzah taste is not strong enough and is easily taken away by eating dessert. However, one would think that dessert is permitted after eating the Korban Pesach since it has a stronger taste, which will not be taken away. The Mishnah therefore says that that is also as well. A brisa may be a proof. The brisa says one may eat other types of matzah which are not valid for use of chiyah matzah, as long as he eats regular matzah at the end. It seems from here that the matzah must be at the end, because nothing may be eaten after it. Mora says it could be the brisa means to say that it's surely okay to eat valid matzah first and other matzah later, because the valid matzah would be eaten with an appetite. However, one may think that the other matzah should not be eaten first, so that the valid matzah should not end up being when he's already overly full. The brisa therefore teaches that even this is okay as well. Marzutra had a version of Shmuel in which he said that one may have dessert after eating the matzah. According to this version, the question from above is brought as an attempted proof and then rejected, and the proof from above is brought as a question and then answered.